I have said before that the past experience revived in the meaning is not the experience of one life only, but of many generations, not forgetting something that is probably quite ineffable, the backward look behind the assurance of recorded history, the backward half-look over the shoulder towards the primitive terror. Now we come to discover that the moments of agony, whether or not due to misunderstanding, having hoped for the wrong things or dreaded the wrong things is not the question, are likewise permanent, with such permanence as time has. We appreciate this better in the agony of others, nearly experienced, involving ourselves, than in our own. For our own past is covered by the currents of action, but the torment of others remains an experience unqualified, unworn by subsequent attrition. People change and smile, but the agony abides. Time the destroyer is time the preserver, like the river with its cargo of dead negroes, cows and chicken coops, the bitter apple and the bite in the apple, and the ragged rock in the restless waters, waves wash over it, fogs conceal it. On a halcyon day it is merely a monument. In navigable weather it is always a sea mark to lay a course by. But in the sombre season, or the sudden fury, is what it always was.